from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
It is, and every year's show up, as you know, is different. But it's different this year because of some of what you mentioned, right, with those players that were so instrumental in helping us get this to where it is. And it's hard to see those players move on to either other teams or retire in different ways. And, you know, they're moving on to other chapters, new chapters for themselves and their families. And I'll forever be indebted to those names that you mentioned.
Bills head coach Sean McDermott with Shoba the Bulldog yesterday. You know, he made a comment, not with them yesterday, but right around the end of camp, where he's saying right there, I'll be forever indebted to those guys that left, and some went to different teams and some retired. You know, the retire is, looks like Micah Hyde. The different teams, it's Diggs, Poyer, Tre'Davious White.
Gabe Davis,
right?
Yep.
You could say it is lip service.
Trey White,
you could say it's lip service, but at camp, at the end of camp, when he was talking about Diggs, he called him a great player, and he said really great things about him, which, you know, on one hand, you don't want to burn a bridge. You want to be respectful of a guy that was on your team. You're a coach. You never know what will happen. You know, it's not exactly Flores and Tua where they might be going after each other.
Right.
It made me wonder if McDermott, while maybe thinking it was time, didn't kind of rue that it was time. Like, it's really unfortunate that it went this way, you know. Well, there are some Bills fans that are very quick to say, like, well, good riddance, I'm happy. If the head coach didn't have a little bit of, it is too bad, because we broke up. We lost it. So anyway, you can find that at our website, McDermott with Shope and the Bulldog, calling it Josh Allen's team. There's one thing about that. There are different ways to say it's Josh Allen's team. One is when you turn over, hey, it's all you, baby. This is your time to shine. Go do it. We're loaded up for you. And that's not what this one is, I don't think. Now I think it is, we changed over a lot, and there'll be more change coming. Next year, they have a ton of draft picks and a ton of cap space. Next year, there'll be 10 more new players, and it'll be another, hey, everybody ultimately leaves except the quarterback and the coach. It's pretty much how it works.
Yeah.
I mean, Milano will eventually not be on the team, right? I mean, he'll come back from injury, but everybody leaves.
Hey, and you never know, right? Like, Tre'Davious White got a couple of injuries, and boom, his career was probably over a lot sooner than people thought it would be for the Bills,
right? Thought he would retire here, be on the Wall of Fame. Like, oh, just, you know, football's a rough game. Think about the Brady era and all the Brady years during the Bills drought. There are like four different versions of the Patriots we hated.
Yeah.
They all had Brady and Belichick. And the Bills will probably have two or three different versions of the Bills with McDermott and Allen, whether it's coordinators. You know, in New England, there's Bill O'Brien. There's Charlie Weiss.
Yep.
There's who else is in that mix of offensive coordinator? Mike McDaniel? No. Who am I thinking of? Josh McDaniels.
Josh McDaniels.
Right? Like, there's a lot of changeover. There are the
Charlie Weiss, did you mention him?
The Welker years. There's the Edelman years. There's the Kevin Falk era. There's the Antoine Smith era.
Isn't there a lot of times, though, like a guy that rides shotgun
the whole way?
The whole way. Or okay. Like Brady's was so long, nobody could have done that.
Who was his riding shotgun? It was Gronk, I guess, at best?
For what, 15 years? Was it that long?
I mean, Gronk retired kind of early, did he not?
Let me look. Gronk retired, so 2010 to 2018.
Okay, 8 years.
And then
got
back with him in Tampa for 2 more years.
That's probably his number 21. One riding shotgun guy.
Yeah.
Whose will Allen be? It looked like it was going to be Diggs. And of course, that's
Deion Dawkins.
Yeah, maybe.
I mean,
okay.
Tackles can play a while. Isn't he going to go for how old is he? How old is Deion Dawkins? 30? Is he going to go another 5 years with the Bills?
He's probably not 30. Is he 30?
He's 30. Wow. He's 30. He's on the 17 team that breaks the drought. He's here before Allen.
Right? He's here a long time.
So, I mean, is he going to play till 35 years old at left tackle? I mean, Jason Peters is still out here, isn't he? At 41, still
right.
Playing football?
Yeah.
But is that should count, right? A tackle? A left tackle?
Sure.
Left tackle is an important position. Did Manning have a guy with the Colts? Didn't Reggie Wayne go the
Reggie
whole way
Wayne
with him?
Was a long time of it, right? He had Harrison for a while, Wayne.
Yep.
But in there, there's the Dallas Clark years, and there's Edgerrin James, and then who's the LSU running back? They had James Mungro from Syracuse.
Oh, Joseph Addai.
Thank you. Joseph Addai. Right, like,
Joseph
Addai. If you're with a team long enough, you're going to have two, three different runs if you're that kind of quarterback.
Roethlisberger was there long enough, so where he had a Hines Ward era and then an Antonio Brown era.
Yeah, yeah. So this is kind of like the second part of Allen's era.
It's happening kind of early, though, for Allen, isn't it?
I don't think so, because Allen, he had a couple years to kind of spin up, right? Year one was a full rookie year where it's like, all right, well, there's some flashes. Year two, it's a wild card, and I feel like it starts the next year.
You know another thing that could be different in this conversation? Maybe not with Brady, although I guess because Gronkowski is drafted and developed.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
By the Patriots, right? Who were all of Allen's guys? Other than, like, Gabe Davis would count for this, and Knox, I guess, counts for this, and he's still here. But who were his great guys? Like, the guys that when he gets great, who's here? It's Diggs,
Beasley,
Beasley and Brown who
Sanders,
are all already multiple years into their careers
yeah.
by the time they hook up with Josh Allen versus like Reggie Wayne. Reggie Wayne starts his career with Manning at the yeah. same time with the Colts.
Yeah, the Bills probably made a point to bring veterans to surround the young guy.
Right.
And now he's the veteran, and now it's a little bit more of like young guys.
Whereas like if Keon Coleman is great, he'll be the name for this.
Yep.
Right? Because
yep.
he's 21,
Kincaid
22 years old,
Kincaid
so he'll go
for
the,
sure.
Kincaid, they'll go the whole way with his second phase. If they're great players.
Yeah.
Then Kincaid probably will be.
Connect with our fans, brought to you by Northtown Kia. Shop online at northtownkia.com, Western New York's number one Kia dealer. Rob in Toronto. Hey Rob, good morning.
Hey, good morning, boys. Love hearing you guys, and it makes waking up at 5:30. Your 6 o'clock show always brings a smile. You know, with regards to Milano, I mean, that's certainly your captain of the defense, and who knows when he comes back. That's what gives me pause. But when I heard McDermott yesterday, it didn't really sound like there was any trepidation there in his voice. I mean, he sounded kind of Belichick-esque in terms of next man up. You know, with Curtis Samuel being brought in, I haven't looked at the actual numbers, but I don't think he's actually been the healthiest guy on the planet. And turf toe is not something you just get over lightly.
Mm-hmm.
You know, with captains, I mean, yeah, Josh Allen definitely holds the flag. And it was kind of weird to hear McDermott being that candid yesterday. Because he's not normally like that. It was really good to hear him on with Shope and Bulldog. You know, there's certainly some question marks going into the season, but if there's anything that gives me positivity is that McDermott's, I don't know, he's patchwork defenses. He's proved it before that they can win. I mean, with Josh Allen, they can win. And looking forward to the season. Now, Jeremy, I have a question for you.
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm trying to put together tailgate menus here. All right.
Nice. Yes.
And I'm trying to do around the world burgers here. All right. And with a smoker involved, any suggestions? Because I bought a smoker for the first time in my entire life last year, and now I'm absolutely addicted. Have you smoked burgers before, or what is your what's your recommendation?
I don't know that I've smoked burgers. I don't think so. I mean, I've smoked ground beef on with some chili, over the top chili. If you have a smoker and you've never made over the top chili, you owe it to
yourself. That's the Cincinnati one that you guys were talking about.
No,
that's Skyline Chili.
Over the top chili is you owe it to your friends and family to do this. Is the best chili you can make. Over the top chili is you get all the ingredients into like a Dutch oven, you put it on the smoker, then you get a giant ball of ground beef, pork, whatever, season that up, and you smoke that over top of the oven, so all the stuff drips in. Break it all up. If you look up over the top chili, the directions are fairly easy, and it makes the best chili in the world. So if there's a tailgate week you feel like chili is the call, like early in the year when it's kind of warm out, that might not be it. Chili in October and November, I mean, you can't beat it. So
well, thank you very much for your recommendation, and love you guys, and as always, every morning tune in. So thanks.
All right, thanks Rob, thanks. Yeah, over the top chili. It won the family cook-off 2 years ago. Last year, there was controversy involved. You know, it's fine. We didn't have Gene Steratore to get a ruling on who.
What was the controversy?
The controversy was simply this: that the family cook-off at the tailgate, there were two tables of
chili.
Of crockpots.
Okay, yeah.
And there might have been, upon an audit, a realization that not everybody knew that the second table existed. So anybody that was on table two maybe didn't get the same number of tasters.
The voting was the controversy.
A little bit. I mean,
I
it wasn't that controversial. But there was a suggestion that perhaps the splitting of the tables.
Yeah, now that's... You got to be clear about that, I think, next year, right?
Well, I'll just tell you this. It hasn't discouraged me from entering Over the Top Chili a third time this year. I'm going to do it again.
And, until it loses.
I'm going to try and... Well, it lost last year. Because
oh, you didn't win last year?
I did not win last year. No.
Wow.
Yeah. 2 years ago, I did. But
I
I'm going
to... You got to change it up then a little bit. You got to throw... What are they doing instead? Or on Kansas City? Throw some cinnamon rolls in there.
It's not a bad idea.
Throw some cinnamon rolls
we
in
do
the
have,
chili.
I mean, when we do the family chili cook-off, I mean, like, there's like seven or eight really good chilies. It's a... It's a fun day. Tailgate menu. Arizona is first up. Arizona.
Didn't someone ask if scorpions were edible recently?
We did. We discussed scorpions.
Get some scorpions in
and
there.
And they are, yes.
But they're arachnids. It'd be like the same as eating a spider.
Well, a big spider.
It's
got some meat on
it. You want to eat a big spider?
A meaty spider?
Meaty spider.
Yeah, you know what? I'd like to put a little bit of fear into a spider or a scorpion.
The thought of eating a spider makes me want to walk out of this room.
Mm-hmm.
It's disgusting.
Isn't there something like the statistic is everybody eats 3 spiders a year? They just don't know it?
Yes. No, that's a real thing.
Thank you for that. Like a tarantula.
How do you know?
That you would know, I think. I think when they say that, they mean like little microscopic spiders.
Yeah, you can't
even really see.
You wake up and you're just full. Man.
Right.
Wonder what that was.
Yeah. Yep.
803-0550. Thanks, Rob. If you missed Matthew Smiley, we're going to replay it later this morning. We don't normally replay an interview, but we had the Bills special teams coordinator at 6:15. So maybe 8 o'clock hour, we'll run that back and make sure more people are able to hear it. Or, of course, you can go to our website and, go to the app, rewind, check that out. 803-0550, 1-888-550-2550. If you want to jump in, talk tailgating, talk special teams, talk Josh Allen's second stint kind of here, that McDermott quote about leadership and indebted to those guys, and now it's Josh's team. I feel like Josh would have a similar sentiment about all of it. 803-0550, that's how you get in touch with us. Give us a call. Hanging out here on WGR.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.